Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lake, and how may I help you today?
I've received a notice from my bank that you all have deducted or plan to deduct some money from an account, and I can't imagine why. I don't know what this product is at all.
All right. I will see if I can help you with that. What's your shipping zip code?
28803.
First and last name?
The order was probably in Elizabeth Smith's name.
Yeah, that's what it is. Is that you?
That is my sister who has Alzheimer's, and I'm her.
Oh, I see. All right, and then verify her address for security purposes.
She's at, Jesus, I know that address. Over in Gibbons. Wait a minute, let me pull this out. 705A something. Asbury, no. 705A, what the hell is it? Wesley Drive, or I don't know how she put it. 100 Wesley Drive, apartment 705A, Asheville.
Yeah, that's how she put it. It gets a long address, as I can see. All right, yeah, so it looks like what she did was, she tried to win, let's see, what was it? She tried to win an iPad through taking a survey. She probably, if you said she has Alzheimer's, I know she didn't read it. It told her that in order for her to be eligible to win it, she had to pay this $49.89. It's a monthly subscription.
Good God. Mm. No, when did that start?
It looks like she did it on December 15th last year. They only billed her once. The charge for this month was actually declined.
Hmm.
Yes.
Now, which has she paid it all on this? I don't understand.
It was charged to her on the 15th. I'm not sure if she paid it, but it was charged to $49.89 on December 15th to her Visa card.
And it was declined?
No, the second one was declined. This is a reoccurring charge, so that means we'll bill you every month until you call in to cancel. So the second one for the 14th, that one was declined.
When was that declined?
It's showing on January the 14th. So that was just a couple of days ago.
Hmm. That's curious. Can you see who said that was declined?
That would be her card, Visa. Is that her credit card or her bank?
Okay. Because her name has been taken off of that account, so maybe that's why.
Probably so then.
All right. Now, the one before that, can we get a refund on that? Because that's, she has no idea. I called
no.
her. No. What is this? And she said, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure she probably, you're right. She has Alzheimer's. I know I've used to deal with those type of clients. But no, I mean, of course, when she signs up, before we don't know her condition, so it's just like any other person. When you sign up, you're saying you've read it. So once they bill you, then no, they're not. Now you can cancel her out for future if she no longer has access to this Visa card.
She has no longer an access to that Visa card, and I want to cancel it.
All right, yeah, now we can do that for her. Yeah, well, hopefully since she has no access, now you don't have to worry about her signing up for stuff like this.
Do what?
I said now since she doesn't have access, you won't have to worry about her signing up for this.
I hope so. I took the card out of her name and I quit giving her checks because she's doing this stuff all the time.
I know. Most older people do. They get really upset when you don't let them because they think they're able to maintain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you try to let them, but it just ends up hurting them in the end.
Well, so if I can't do anything about the old one, I guess I can't do anything about it. But she didn't get any product for that, right?
No, she's not going to get any product. What this is it is a health and fitness app that you download on your phone. Just so if she was trying to lose weight, she would just keep up with things on the app. That's what it's for. So, no, she's not going to get anything for that.
She doesn't even read.
Oh, God.
Thanks. Okay, so is she eligible to win something now?
Well, if she does happen to win it, I'm sure she hasn't been checking her email, so you can check it. Then they would have sent that information to her email about the iPad. Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Of course, I'm sure, like you said, if she has that, she probably doesn't even know to check her email. So if you want to check it back in, she looks like, well, last year in December or up until now, you can check and see if they've sent her something about the iPad.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling.
I won't see your name anywhere on anything anymore, right? Unless she does something again.
Yeah.
You know, flag her name and you know.
I wish. Now, basically what happens, hopefully it's not, sometimes these things are connected to other things, but you won't know until she gets a bill. Once you see the bill, if there's something that was showing, hopefully there's a number you can call and cancel it. But yeah, what we do is we don't pull up your information unless you call in. So like once we get off your account, it's gone. Like we can't, you know, pull it up unless you call in and give us our information.
Mm.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you welcome? Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.